You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. Joining me today, Luke and Larry Berryhill. Guys, how's it going? Thanks for coming on.
Doing good, man.
That's great. Yep.
All right, so Luke, you get the call. Did you get a call telling? It was a call. You get the call, and they're like, "Hey, we want to invite you to big league camp." Talk about that day and like just overall how exciting that was for you.
Yeah, man, that was surreal. I think it was like, I think we had just had dinner. We were sitting down to watch a movie or something. I started getting a call, and I didn't recognize the number, but answered it, and turned out it was one of, I forgot his name. It was one of the bench coaches for the big league team. I should probably learn that, but he said his name, and he said, "Yeah, man, we've liked how you've performed over the past few years, and we think you're getting close to being able to potentially help us at the big league level, and we want to invite you to big league spring training."
That's pretty awesome. So who did you tell first, mom or dad?
They were both sitting here. So they kind of heard the conversation, and then I hung up and acted like it was no big deal. And then they were just kind of looking at me and like, "You know, what just happened? What's up?" And I was like, "Oh, it's no big deal. And just got an invite to big league spring training." And then they swarmed me, gave me big hugs and everything. So
we were doing the happy dance.
Oh yeah.
Mama was crying.
Oh yeah.
She said, "I've been praying for that all year."
Yeah. How'd you feel, Dad?
Man, I felt great. I felt very proud. I felt great. I felt like, it's a kind of a stamp of validation for Luke and all the hard work he's put in and everything he's gone through this last year and a half with the injuries and the surgery and, you know, his commitment. I was very happy for him.
I know you and I were talking back and forth about the Rule 5 draft, and I was like, "Oh, no, like, Luke is eligible. I mean, if he does get taken, it's better for him, but I would rather him succeed with us." Are you guys planning a trip to Florida to go watch him?
We are. Yeah, we definitely are going to go. And hopefully we can hit maybe when he's playing in one of the games in the stadium.
Yeah, the way it works in spring training, I mean, Luke, you might end up catching, Ryan Pressly at the end of the game, or – who knows? How exciting is it to know that you're going to get a chance to catch one of these potential all-star guys?
It's incredible. I mean, it's going to make my job easier for sure. These guys just, they know pretty much every pitch where the ball is going to go. I just got to put my glove up and just make sure I catch the ball. So that's exciting for me to be working with talent like that for sure.
Are you guys using the PitchCom down there in minor leagues?
We're not, no.
No. I did read something that they're possibly going to robo-umps. Did you hear anything about that?
I heard that in AAA. I think I heard that every AAA team is doing it. I think it was just the West doing it last year, but this time the whole country. So,
So I'm kind of assuming that you'll probably end up with the Sugarland Space Cowboys, which is fitting because you are a cowboy to me and the other fans. How do you think working with these guys is going to benefit you going down, you know, when you go back to Sugarland or you start at Sugarland and you're like, I mean, you just learn, you're probably just going to learn so much from these big league guys.
For sure. Yeah. I'm very excited to start working with Maldonado, especially kind of just seeing what he does up close and seeing how he goes about his business, you know, what he does to warm up every day, like his routine, everything like that. Give me a good idea of what it takes to be a big league catcher kind of thing.
So what day do y'all report? I know it's soon.
I think they said it's the 15th, so I'm probably going to leave on Valentine's Day or so.
Yeah, it's the 15th.
See, Dad knows. That had to have been an exciting dinner. What'd y'all have for dinner that night? You'll never forget, huh?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, you'll never forget the dinner, but just what happened in it. Right. So are they going to, I'm assuming, give you a plane ticket? You're not going to make you drive all the way over there, are they?
Well, you know, it's only about 9 hours down there. So, and especially me reporting early, a couple weeks early, I figure, I mean, as long as I'm within, you know, 1,000 miles, I figured it'd be worth it to drive.
Yeah, I always drive to my parents' house. They're 8 hours away because if I fly, I don't have a car to drive or I got to rent one. So I'd rather just drive. Sure. So let's talk about this. So I remember when you first got traded to the Astros and everybody's like, look at this, you know, watch out, girls. We got not only is he a catcher, but he's a singing cowboy and all that. And then so I spent the weekend with your parents down there in Corpus when it was your birthday. And, you know, you're singing the national anthem and all that good stuff. And then we also find out that you also write songs. And then you get the chance to go to Nashville to go record some of those songs. How did that come about?
Can I tell this story?
Go for it. Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. So last year, towards the end of the year, Fox Sports, Houston news station did a segment on Luke, and it aired on the Houston News. And there were some people that own a publishing company in Nashville, and they happened to be in Houston at the time, and they saw the news segment. So when they got back to Nashville, they decided they were going to reach out to Luke. They reached out to him, and they extended an invitation for him to come to Nashville during the off season and do some writing with some of their staff writers to see if they couldn't get him some original music to perform. And so he took them up on it. And when he got home, he went up there for about a week, and they wrote, what was it, 6 or 7 songs?
7 the first time, yeah.
And then he went back about a month later for another week, and they wrote another 4 or 5 songs and developed a great relationship with him. And they just love Luke, and they don't really know much about baseball, but just good folks. Matter of fact, I shared a video of a compilation of his home runs during the 2021 season with them. And that's really the first time they had saw him play baseball. They wrote some really great original songs.
So when we were over there in Corpus, I had no idea that Dad there had a musical background as well. You're talented, Dad. I've seen some of your YouTube videos. So is that kind of where you got it from, Luke? It's just in the family?
Definitely. I definitely think it's family genes, but I mean, he's taught me so much from different ways to kind of shape my mouth to get different sounds, how to work a microphone on stage. I mean, it's endless and honestly invaluable information that he's taught me.
So when you were writing the songs, was it like your ideas for these songs and they helped you out, or were they kind of leading the way for you?
Most of the time it was my ideas. So from other people that I know in the music industry, I asked them advice for my first time doing songwriting. And they said, Yeah, when you write with people, the person coming in usually has most of the ideas. And so I've got a list on my phone of, you know, dozens of ideas. And so I just started picking out the best ones I had. And when they said that they liked one, then, you know, we started rolling with that.
What are most of your songs about?
Just different stuff. I mean, pick what a country song's about. I've pretty much got something about everything at this point. The three that we went and recorded this past weekend, one of them's called Dance On It. It's, you know, kind of a upper mid tempo, you know, honky tonking kind of groove. There's one called Ladies Man, which is, you know, mid tempo, a little more on the pop side. But it's got some good dynamics in it. And then there's one called Any Less. It's a little slower and a little more heartfelt.
When are we going to be able to hear these?
That's a great question. They said that they should be done mixing and editing and all this stuff probably within 2 weeks, but it'll take another, you know, month or two at least to get the songs rolling out on Spotify and stuff like that.
What'd you guys think? Dad, were you there with him in the recording studio? What'd you think about it?
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome in there.
He and I left Friday morning early and drove to Nashville and got to the studio, and the band was already there. And they spent most of the day Friday, the band recording the music for the songs. And Luke was in the sound booth doing scratch vocals. And man, these guys were a consummate professional. I mean, they were top notch musicians. And you know, back in the 90s, I'd done a lot of recording in Nashville, so I had some experience with it. So I didn't want him going up there not knowing, you know. And so then on Saturday, we went back and Luke recorded the main vocals for the songs, and probably about 4.5 hours to do the three songs. I think today they were having background vocalists coming in to lay down background vocal tracks for the songs. They are going to be really, really good. They're radio worthy songs for sure. I'm really proud of the one he wrote called Any Less, because he wrote it about the story of his mom and I and how we met and fell in love and everything. And I don't want to give up the ghost, but it's a great story.
Have you written any songs?
Myself?
Yeah.
No. I was too busy partying and singing and honky tonking back in the day, man. I was performing, you know, 5 or 6 nights a week for several years. I had a house band. Luke grew up running around our bands, rehearsing in our garage in our basement. And so I think that's kind of how he picked up on it. But I wasn't as serious as he is. I wasn't as good as he is either. He's got a natural voice. He doesn't have to work hard to sound good.
Yeah.
I worked hard to sing George Jones, then Hank Jr., then Lynyrd Skynyrd, then James Brown. And Luke does Luke, which is awesome.
Well, you sound good to me.
Thank you.
I was quite impressed. I had no idea that you sang until you started sending me those videos. That was pretty cool. I think that's all I have. Oh yeah. What about the road trip? How'd that go? 9 hours together, just listen to country music and talk the whole time.
Where at?
On your road trip to Nashville.
Oh,
no, that's only about three and a half hours. Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5, 4 hours for us.
Oh, okay. That's close.
But
it
didn't go well. We actually sang all the way home.
We did. Yeah. We got in the car and my voice was kind of tired after the 4.5 hours of singing. Like, man, I really don't want to sing anymore for a couple of days. And then, you know, 30 minutes later, we had some good music come on, and just the whole way home, we were going at it. Oh.
Luke is, he shared some pretty cool information with me this morning. He was at the gym, you know, where he works out every day. It's called Rapid Sports Performance, and it's a baseball oriented facility where most all of the pros and minor league players that live in the Atlanta area, that's where they train. And they all show up in the mornings, and then at night you've got high schoolers and college kids, but in the mornings up until mid afternoon, it's all pro guys. And they started, you know, doing some timing on their running and stuff like that today. And what were y'all running? The 10 yards?
Yeah, we were doing 10-yard dashes just from a stealing start, like your base running. And I ended up getting the fastest time in the whole gym as a catcher. So that was kind of cool. So
yeah, there was a kid named Drew Waters that he kind of grew up playing with around here that was like – the Braves, one of their top prospects. And I think he was traded to the Royals last year. He's a center fielder. And he was the fastest. He burned it up at, what was it, like 1.49 seconds?
Dang.
And then Luke walks up there and goes, what, 1.14?
1.47.
1.47.
That's good.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. That's a great place over there. He catches pro pitchers a lot. The runner-up for the Cy Young, he was at his house last night. He catches him all the time. So he's got his experience catching big leaguers, believe me, all off season.
That's good.
I think he's going to do great in spring training. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me too. I remember last year, I guess you're in the minor league portion of spring training, but you got to play a game with them, and it was you and who, Justin Durden, and y'all had your Astros uniforms on?
Yeah, like, yeah. So,
to me, that was so awesome to see you in that Astros uniform.
I hear you, man. That was incredible to finally wear it. Yeah, it was me and Durden. We got to play in two games. A couple other guys, you know, they just kind of rotated us out. And I had a blast. I felt like the games went as good as they could have for me. And, you know, hopefully they saw that.
Didn't you wreck a double?
A double and got two singles and – caught pretty well, so
yeah,
can't complain.
So you guys pretty happy about Georgia Bulldogs winning it all again?
I am. I'd have to say so.
Yeah.
Big Georgia Bulldog fans.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a Georgia Bulldog fan since I was 4 years old. And there've been some good years. There've been some lean years. These last few years have been pretty dang good. And the mailman, he delivered. I think he tried to deliver the other night when he was in Dallas, but nobody was home.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, well.
You know, the mailman, that's the quarterback, what they call it.
The milkman.
No, the mailman.
Is it the mailman?
Yes, Stetson Bennett. That's his nickname, the mailman.
That was milk.
Because he delivers.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, in Dallas-Fort Worth the other night, they caught him. He was – beating on doors at 6 o'clock in the morning. Got arrested for public intoxication.
What I think was he doing?
Trying to deliver the mail. But what I really heard was that he was knocking on doors that had TCU flags on them, saying, "Let me in, I'm your daddy."
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, alcohol makes you do some funny stuff sometimes. You gotta be careful.
Well, y'all have anything else you want to add?
I'm good, man. Just excited to get it going.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it was nice having you.
Looking forward to seeing you here in the next season, hopefully.
Yeah.
And seeing your new place and all of that.
Yeah, we'll we just got approved for it today, so that's good.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
So we'll have a new place, and hopefully we'll make a weekend out of going to Sugar Land, and because it was fun last time.
Yeah.
It's not often that you just meet somebody and then it just feels like you've been friends forever, but Luke, your mom and dad, very nice guys and are very nice people, and Luke is just amazing. I just keep talking about it over and over, signing the autographs and everything, so – definitely my favorite player in the Astros organization, but
I appreciate that, Rob.
Mine too.
Oh, I bet.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on, and everyone out there, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.